Hare Krishna. Back to questions. Here's one question from Maharani Devi Dasi. That's from Hungary. She's the rector of our college. And she asks the following question, which I'll translate. She said, is it true that the spiritual master is all-knowing? Some disciples claim that the spiritual master knows everything on all levels, at all times, in all places. And anyone who doubts this is a guru aparadi. What do the scriptures say about this? Yes, sometimes devotees have, as they tend to have, misconceptions about the spiritual master, as they have misconceptions about so many other things. The truth of the matter, though, is that the spiritual master is not all cognizant, he's not all knowing, as a general principle, and as a requirement for being a spiritual master. And devotees shouldn't make up philosophy. They shouldn't make up unnecessary requirements, have unnecessary expectations, for which later on they'll actually be sorry for, and may cause them problems in their Krishna consciousness. So what's spiritual master? Krishna says, yad gatvana punar muham evam yashashi pandava jena bhutani yashishani. So spiritual master is someone who tells you who Krishna is, who you are, what your relationship is with Krishna, and how to perfect that relationship. Or in the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. Someone who knows Krishna, Se Guru Hoy, he's a spiritual master. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. You're his eternal servant. You're meant to engage in pure devotional service, and this is how you engage in devotional service. This is what the spiritual master is. Spiritual master is not all cognizant. He's not meant to know all things at all times, in all places. And it's artificial to claim that. In fact, it's, anyway, I'll get to it. It's somewhat both impersonalism and certainly a slight to the principle of Guru Tattva and to one's own spiritual master to think like that. Let's go to the original spiritual master, Lord Balaram. In the pastime of Brahma Vimohana Lila, where Brahma was bewildered, the day that Brahma stole the calves and cowherd boys, Lord Balaram wasn't there. That was his birthday. So he had to give away in charity and he couldn't go with the others. And in the evening when Krishna came back, or when everyone came back, well, the everyone happened to now be Krishna. Krishna had expanded himself into the calves and into the cowherd boys. No one knew, including Lord Balaram. How can Balaram, who's not just a spiritual master, he's not just a jiva, he's supreme personality of God, that he didn't know. And he didn't know for a whole year. And when he finally saw one day how the extraordinary affection was being displayed by the cowherd men for the boys and the cows for their calves, then he started to have some doubts. But he actually still didn't know what actually happened. He figured out it's not possible for anyone to have such affection for anyone else other than Krishna. So all of these calves and cowherd boys must be Krishna. But then where are they? And what happened? He didn't know. So if Lord Balaram doesn't know, then why do we expect our poor spiritual master to know? Why do we expect that our spiritual master is supposed to know everything? Krishna is all-knowing. And other than that, we shouldn't expect that living entities are all-knowing. It's a fact that Vaishnavas are of different spiritual strength and of different spiritual stature, and they will know more or they will know less. Generally, Srila Prabhupada addressed this point by saying he'll know as much as Krishna wants him to know. So Just as in the sense of transcendental knowledge, you have some spiritual masters who are very, very learned, and you have others who may not be so equally learned. You have some spiritual masters who are Mahabhagavatas, and you may have spiritual masters who are Kanishna or Madhyamadikaris. So because they're on different levels of devotional service, even their knowledge, their realization, their spiritual advancement, that varies. What to speak of their ability to enter within the heart of a disciple. This is stated of Vyasadeva, who says this of Shukadeva Goswami. He says that you're like the all-pervasive super soul because you can see within everyone's heart, but everyone's not necessarily like Shukadeva Goswami or Narada Muni. It's not of Shukadeva who said that, it's of Narada Muni who said that. And Sutta also said that Sutta Goswami said that of Shukadeva Goswami. But everyone's not like that. Everyone's not. And even if you can see into someone's heart, that still doesn't make you someone who knows everything at all times in all places, as I gave in the example of Lord Balaram. Can Krishna make you into someone like that? Krishna can do whatever he wants. But it's not the question of can Krishna do something like that. It's what does Krishna do? And Krishna doesn't do that to someone just because they become a spiritual master. He doesn't just transform them into an all-cognizant living entity just because they've taken on the role of guru. Moreover, it's not just because someone's a guru that someone becomes spiritually advanced or someone can have either mystic vision or spiritual vision. It's the basis of them being a Vaishnava. And someone may be a very advanced Vaishnava and not be in a position of guru. So once again, are we going to slight someone because they're not a spiritual master? And again, just think that yes, because someone is a spiritual master, therefore he's something over and above that of a Vaishnav. In other words, spiritual masters are Vaishnavas, and there are Vaishnavas who are not spiritual masters. We should judge the advancement of a devotee not on the basis of whether they're a spiritual master or not, but on the basis of actually a Krishna Tattva Veda Se Guru Hoy. How much do they know Krishna? How advanced are they spiritually? How much are they surrendered to Krishna? And that should be our expectation, as I mentioned earlier. If we have false expectations, we're going to become disappointed at some time in the future. Is our spiritual master supposed to know everything? Does he know everything about quantum mechanics just because he's a spiritual master? Does he know everything about, I don't know, quadratic equations and calculus, or who knows what? How to make airplanes and fly them in the sky? That's what it means that someone knows everything in all times and all places. No, what's the qualification of a spiritual master? He surrendered to Krishna. He surrendered to his spiritual master. His perfection, and I'll just touch on that. Before finishing, his perfection is in his endeavor to serve Krishna. He may make mistakes, just like you hear me make so many mistakes on this podcast. He may make mistakes. He may make mistakes in quoting a verse. I just said that Vyasadeva saw Shukadeva Goswami as his guru, who is like the super soul. Now, that's a mistake, but living entities make mistakes. That's all right. But what is the purpose of such a mistake? The purpose is to glorify Krishna. So, as in conversation that Srila Prabhupada was again asked this thing, sometimes we see the spiritual master quotes the wrong verse. So Prabhupada said, it's not that he's infallible. It's just that he's dedicated to serving the infallible, and his dedication, his devotion, is unwavering and is fixed. He may make different errors of judgment and other things along the way, but still he's fixed in the principles of Krishna consciousness. He's fixed in surrender to Krishna at the lotus feet of his own spiritual master and serving the parampara and spreading Krishna consciousness. That's what it means to actually be really a dedicated devotee and a dedicated Vaishnava. And that is what we should get used to seeing. We should not try to see other things that aren't necessarily there or make up things that aren't there. But as it's a requisite of a spiritual master to also know Krishna, it's the requisite of a disciple to also know Krishna. A disciple should also have the proper expectation from his spiritual master, so that he can then also follow, so that he can also become a spiritual master. If we wait to become a spiritual master until we know everything, then we'll never become a spiritual master. Neither will we actually recognize how it is that we're advancing in devotional service. So, what could be said about this whole topic? But this is the basic principle, which is that Krishna is infallible, Krishna is all-knowing, and if one is fully dedicated to Krishna's lotus feet and serving him, then he becomes qualified to be a guru. But that doesn't mean that he also becomes infallible and all-knowing. Hare Krishna.